the scheduling last year can be a little bit shorter, but I'm happy to be able to learn. It's also an honor for us to have a special guest here in the room, and hopefully we can bask in his presence with all that that involves, and we can model, you know, whatever it is. Okay, let's start. So we're talking about Rav Aaron Cutler, and we're trying to talk about within Rav Aaron Cutler, so some of the impact that he had on the world of Lakewood, Bifrat, but really America or the world Bichlal. And we've been speaking about, although it's been a while since the last year on topic, the world of Torah Lishma. And Torah Lishma becomes a dominant idea in the thought of Rav Aaron Cutler. What I happen to love about it is the following. There are sometimes people that when they write Sfarim, so they push particular ideas. But when you look at their life, you don't always see it like as like the dominant thing in all that they did. There's sometimes people that do a lot of things, but didn't like write Sfarim or give Shmuzin that explain like what was motivating and what was behind it. What's so beautiful about Rav Aaron Cutler is that he wrote a lot about Torah Lishma, he did a lot about Torah Lishma and Chashivas HaTorah, and he did so in a way which profoundly mattered. So let me try to give a little bit of a hakdama. We're going to try in the time we have to put, you know, a couple highlights and maybe one shmooze in particular, which I think is very, very intriguing. And we'll try to do a good job as we can. Rav Aaron was very open about the fact that a major piece behind all of what he was trying to do, a major dominating factor, was the world of Torah Lishma. He came to an America, and aside from what he believed about Torah Lishma in general, so he comes from a worldview. He comes from the worldview of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, where Torah Lishma becomes a dominant idea. He comes from a world that believes that the way in which you learn and the role of Torah is indescribably chashuv at all times. He also believes that in the particular generation that he was in, coming to America, in the post-Holocaust generation, that we needed a massive infusion of Torah Lishma, a massive infusion of a certain kind of Talmud Torah, which he believed was critical for Klal Yisrael. Let me begin with a short anecdote, and then from the anecdote, we'll talk about different steps in Rav Aaron's thought. But they tell Maisa over there was a parlor meeting. Rav Aaron Cutler had to raise money for Lakewood. At the parlor meeting, they were trying to raise money from different wealthy people that were there, and the speaker was talking about why Lakewood Yeshiva is a yeshiva that matters. And they spoke about how through Lakewood, they were going to build and help form the future teachers of Klal Yisrael, that there would be Rosh Yeshiva, that there would be Rabbanim, there would be Menalim, there would be so many people that would come through the world of Lakewood. It was a yeshiva which mattered a lot for Klal Yisrael, And they spoke about all of that. Rav Aaron Cutler was very uneasy at that particular pitch for the yeshiva. This is not what we want as far as the yeshiva itself. And he got up and he said, Reb Ozai, I have no interest in being guilty of Gnevas Das. I have no interest in making it seem as if the reason why you should support Lakewood is it our goal to produce Rosh Yeshiva, or that our goal is to produce Menalim or Rabbanim of Shuls and the like? I want you to know the primary goal of the Yeshiva, sort of Aaron Cutler, is Torah Lishma, learning Torah for Torah's sake, not about using it as a career, not about using it as a profession, just that. And I'm asking you for your support for one reason only, to support Torah Lishma. That's what we're looking for. Torah is paramount value. Torah is a dominant value, and that is what matters. That is why we are raising money. I think they say even the Maisa, that when Rav Aaron Cutler was Lakewood at one point in the early days, had to have an official charter in order to become like a tax-exempt institution. So they went, Rav Aaron Cutler went with the Mashkiach, Mr. Watzfogel, to a lawyer to have him draft the papers. And they went to the lawyer, and they said to the lawyer, so the Mashkiach wanted to present the institution in a way which was going to make it sound like it would be more sort of like standard and palatable, to have an easier time becoming like an officially recognized government institution. But as I said, it's really for learning for a year or two before the guys go on to careers and things like that. And Rav Aaron Cutler stopped him right away. And in front of the lawyers, that's not true. A year or two, it's 5 years, it's 10 years, it's 15 years, it's 20 years. But this is learning Torah Lishma. That's what we're trying. That's what we're trying to build. So let's unpack it a little bit. Elements of Rav Aaron Cutler on the world of Torah Lishma. What exactly was going on? What he was trying to build. So as follows. Number one is that it's true that there are many mitzvot that are referred to as being shakal kenega kol mitzvot kulan. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is considered to be compared to all other mitzvot in the Sefri. Tzitzis, Chazal compared to being shakal kenega kol mitzvot. Tefillin is shakal. Shabbos rejecting avodah zara. There are many, many mitzvot that are considered to be shakul keneged kol mitzvos kulan, you know, as they equal all the other mitzvot. Now, you don't have to be the fanciest thinker in the world to note that it can be. Tzitzis can't be worth all the mitzvot, and tefillin also be comparable to all mitzvot, and Torah and things like that. So Rav Wolbe, as a kuntres, mitzvot shkulos, Rav Wolbe tries to explain what exactly this phrase means and what it's all about. Be that as it may, the Rambam, Hilchos Tam Torah, the Rambam is very clear that while there are many mitzvot that Chazal say are like shakul keneged, they're not all created equal, and Talmud Torah is more chashuv. Talmud Torah is the ultimate, above and beyond everything else. Talmud Torah is the ultimate. Where do we see the chashivas of Talmud Torah? So we know the very well-known Gemara Maseches Nedarim Adaf Pei Aleph and the Ran there quoting Rabbi Yonah. The Gemara says that why Alma Azva Haaretz? Why do we lose Eretz Yisrael? Al Shelo Berchu Bat Torah Tchila, because we didn't recite Berchu Torah before we learned. And the Ran quotes Rabbi Yonah that of course they learned Torah, but they didn't relate to Torah as something which was chashiv enough, something which was valuable enough, that we're worthy of making a bracha. They learned it, but it wasn't perceived as being valuable enough, and that's part of what caused Chorban. For Varon Cutler, this Mishnah Biyar in Chelek Aleph of his Ma'amar Mitzichas Musar, Varon points out as follows: the pshat in their run v'habir who she'aminu b'torah v'mitzvos v'kaimuchi yuvei Torah gam be'esek v'amal Torah. A person could keep Torah mitzvos. A person could learn very, very well, but at the same time that they work hard, that they learn well, at the same time that they work hard, and that they learn. You give a chabur and Nicole Elion, so Rosenzweig sits at the desk, also facing the crowd. So, you're chashuv. Yeah. So says Rabbi Cutler, what do you see from this is that a person could learn lots of Torah. A person could sit in yeshiva, learn seriously, be mekayim Torah mitzvos, but ach lo hikiru ha'osher ha'gadol shebetorah shebil adeha ein tachlis klal lebriya. But even if I learn it, if a person doesn't recognize that the world is created because of this, bereishis, b'shvil Torah, shenikras reishis, that the world's created because of Torah, the world's all about that. So there's a massive loss, and says Rabbi Aaron Cutler, that the more that a person isn't machshiv Torah, so that's Alma of the Haaretz, the more we further the world of Chorban, and the more that we recognize the indescribable value of Torah, that the world's created for Torah, it's because of Torah, and a Torah Lishma of recognizing its value, the more that we are able to do something indescribably valuable for Klal Yisrael. In that sense, and here's a very critical Torah of Rabbi Aaron Cutler, this is in Mishnah Biyarin in the first volume, page 59. That there's a certain tension which takes place here. When a person learns Torah Lishma, and he's working off of a Russian Nedarim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner Mahalath, I want to learn the sugya, to know the sugya as well as I possibly can. Lehosif lekachu pilpul, to be in the sugya, the way you're supposed to be in the sugya. Says about Kamar, there's a phenomenon which can exist. Here's the tension. Am I really in it for me, or am I really in it for others? And from an outside perspective, a person can look at Talmud Torah, done as Torah Lishma, people sitting in a room and learning a sugya as well as they can, and you can believe that they're doing that, and it's fundamentally selfish. It's fundamentally self-centered. And a Talmud Torah, which is so focused on it being valuable in and of itself, not so that I can paskin shaylos, not so that I can be close to Hashem, but because Torah is Iker, and because it's Iker, I prioritize Torah, what it's all about. And since Rabbi Aaron, you can look at that and think a person's selfish, but it's not true at all. It's not true at all. That even though you're learning it to grow yourself, Rabbi Aaron understood that it's often important that when you're learning to have the desire, the intent, that your Torah should be a Torah which gets shared with Klal Yisrael. Your Torah is one that's going to be shared. And to understand that there's value on the most basic level of learning with other people, but also the Torah that you have, if we lost Eretz Yisrael, if we lost Geula, because of a Chorban, of a lack of recognizing the Chashivas of Torah, the more that we recognize the Chashivas of Torah, the more that we're able to appreciate in many ways just how great Torah really is and how much we're doing for others as a result of Torah. He quoted often the Gemara Megillah, Adaf Tazayin, I believe, Gedola Torah Yosem Hatzelos Nefashos, that Torah is greater than Hatzelos Nefashos. It doesn't mean Lemaisa. if you're walking on your way to shear and a guy's going to die if you don't help him, they don't stop and help the person. Of course you help the person. But what it means in a certain sense, when a person is learning Torah, the chashivas of learning Torah is to feel as if when you're sitting down and you're learning on your own to the round color, you're also saving lives. That what you're doing is so critical for the world as a result of your Torah. It's a different mitzvah because Torah, it wants to stay in the world. And a lack of chashivas haTorah brings chorban. And more chashivas haTorah changes things. And it's all, in many ways, starts from there, which I believe Derek Agav, of Matzial Salman, Lakewood Mashkiach, has in the back of his Ha'aras on a vine, an edition of Tamar Dvorah, where he develops the idea that Talmud Torah is not only a mitzvah, but Adam Lemakom, but it has been Adam Lechavero components also. Because the more that you learn, the more you're doing things for the world. The more that you learn, the more that you're influencing and changing certain things in the way that the world is able to work. That's the background in many ways of a Torah Lishma, which can look self-centered, but only if you're missing what's actually happening. It can look self-centered, but only if you're not fully on top of just how chash of what you're doing really, really is. Okay. Distance learning at its best right now. Okay. But Torah Lishma is about learning for the sake of learning. Learn things in the sugya as well as possible. It's not learning to become a Rebbe. It's not learning to become, because it's going to look good on your resume. It's not learning so you'll get kavod. It's not learning to fight. It's learning because learning in and of itself is indescribably valuable. And Rav Aharon in Chelek Aleph of Mishnah Rabbi Aharon, he has four volumes at this point on of Ma'amarim and Sichos Musar. So Rav Aharon there has a very, very beautiful idea. And I want to develop the Mahalach. I'm sort of debating whether to restructure it and say it the way he did. We'll say it the way that he did, and then it'll become very important for the world of Torah Lishma. As follows. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes a Sifri in Sha'arei Tshuva that the same way that learning Torah is of massive importance with great tzchar, so too being mevatel Torah is kasha mikulan, it's terrible aveir. And he quotes the altar of Sabaka, the following yisod. His yisod is found in many achronim. That when you define bittel Torah is not only bittel Torah bekamus, bittel Torah that at the time you could have learned, you weren't learning. But there is a lot of achronim, he goes with that of Sabarka, an idea called bittel Torah be'echas. What that means that something can be called bittel Torah if you could have been learning at a higher level, and instead you're learning at a more superficial and a more superficial level. That's what he tries to, that's what he develops the point that here. The most standard raya that achronim bring for that nekuda is the Gemara and Megillah. Baron doesn't quote it. The Gemara says, Mivatlin Talmud Torah Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. It's Bittel Torah, it's to be Mivatl Torah, to hear Mikra Megillah. So ask the Achronim, I don't understand, isn't that also called Talmud Torah to hear Megillah's Esther? It's like the ultimate, like anti-Tanakh, you know, kind of a Gemara. Like Mivatlin Talmud Torah Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. So what's the Pshat? The Achronim explain, again, it's in Shubas of Achronim, it's years ago, that the Pshat is that if you could have been learning at a deeper level, and instead, all you do is hear Kriyas HaMegillah, that's also called Bittel Torah. It's Bittel Torah Be'echas. Not all forms of Torah are created equal. It's again called Bittel Torah Be'echas. It's a qualitative form of Bittel Torah. There are posts, I think, within the context of saying Tehillim. Tehillim is Torah. How does it compare to other forms of Torah? Are there tiers of Torah? What's called deeper? What's called less deeper? So on the one hand, step one for Baron Cutler has been Yonah Shari Chu recording for free, that one of the most severe averas is Bittel Torah. Step two is the altar of Slabarka, that one of the most severe averas that's defining Bittel Torah isn't only not learning at a time when you could learn, but learning more superficially and not as deep as you could have been learning. That's also called a form of Bittel Torah, so suggests Rav Aharon Cutler. He then developed to step three, a yesod of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. We spoke last time about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, last time, like a month and a half ago. We spoke last time about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, his particular mahalach. I hear that, so we'll have to repeat it, I guess. Because yeah. He did not hear it.
Repeat all the stories.
Okay, fine. The stories will repeat for sure. The Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was the beginning of the founder of the Musar movement. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter often pushed the idea and spoke about the role of Talmud Torah. And one of the things he said about Talmud Torah was the following. Sometimes a person learns, and they say things that maybe are not true halacha l'maisa. A person is learning, and they have an insight. And the insight that they have is maybe not true in the world of practical. In the world of practical Torah. It's not always true halach lemaisa. Said Rav Shlomo Salanter, what impacts whether a Torah idea that you share becomes part of Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, it becomes part of Elu ve'elu, and when impacts when it's not considered part of Elu ve'elu? What determines when it's not? And Rav Shlomo Salanter or Yisrael and Simon Lamed there in one of the notes points out as follows, that one of the factors is, even if it's not accepted halach lemaisa, is whether you learn out of a sense of taras hamachshava b'li negiyas hadas. Kizeri yisod shel lishma. The more that you learn lishma, said Rabbi Aaron Cutler, the more that your Torah becomes a more authentic version of Torah. The more you learn Torah out of a sense of tahara, out of a sense of for the right reasons, lahosif, limud, lekach, pilpul, to understand Torah as well, to understand Torah as well as possible, the more that you understand that, you have to be a little bit. The more that you... The more... You're great. out of control. The more that you understand and value the importance of Torah in its purest sense, Yavo Tehorim V'yasuk, you know, etc. When you're using the value of Torah, the higher quality Torah is going to be. And that, interestingly enough, this is the chizur of Rabbi Shlomo Salanter. The form of Torah that you're going to have, as called Elu Ve'elu, is not only determined based on the quality of the Torah, but the kavana and the tara and the focus of the person learning. The more that you learn Torah Lishma, the more that your product will be a better product, and your product will be one of a higher caliber. And therefore, that's about putting all three of them together, these three things. Number one, Rabbeinu Yonah Sari Tshuva. Bittul Torah is this massively terrible avera from the Sifri. Number two, Bittul Torah is also a function of not learning in as deep a way as you could. And number three, the more you learn Torah Lishma, the better quality Torah it is. A Torah Shalom Lishma is a lower quality of Torah. Says about the following, so Torah Shalom Lishma is not only a chisaron, that your Torah lacked a certain kind of focus, but a Torah Shalom Lishma is nichlal in the massive avera of Bittul Torah. Because the more you learn Lo Lishma, the lower quality of Torah you have. And the lower quality of Torah you have, that's also called a form of Bittul Torah. So for Rav Aaron Cutler, focusing less on the negative, a primary goal of what he focused on, a primary goal of his life, was bringing a certain kind of Kedusha, of a Torah Lishma to the world, solely focused on Torah, only focused on Torah, not with any other intent, just Torah Lishma. That's what we do here. What are other people? It, in many ways, it's greater than Hatzal Tefashos. Why is it greater than Hatzal Tefashos? Because when you learn Torah, you're impacting the whole world. The world's in a better place as a result of your Limud Torah. It helps bring Geula. It helps do massively important things. So says Rav Aaron Cutler, that's part of the godless of a certain kind of Torah Lishma. And that's what we're interested in, and that's what we're interested in building in the most meaningful and powerful way possible. This relates, and we don't have a lot of time, so we're skipping some sections, to a Rambam in the end of Hilchos Me'ilah. Most things do. Says the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Me'ilah the following Torah. Royal Adam, the Rambam, many of us know, in the end of certain sets of halachas, often has a line which is a little bit musari, a little bit machshavi, at the end of a section. So at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, the end of Sefer Avoda, in the Rambam, he says as follows. Royal Adam lizbonim b'mispatei Torah Kedosha, v'leida sof inyanim kfikocha. A person has to learn the world of Torah to understand kifi kocho, based on how much he can, the depth of what is there. V'davar shalo yimtzelo tam. What happens if I don't find a reason for something? What happens? I'm learning Torah and I find a reason for it. I'm learning Torah. Yes, I'm learning Torah and I don't know why I do something. So says the Rambam as follows. Al yehi kal be'enav. Don't throw it out. Don't not take it seriously because you don't know a reason for it. Don't do that. And don't relate to Torah. Don't think that it's all mundane. Don't think it's regular chulin, the same way any other subject is. Says the Rambam, look how much the Torah is machmir by Me'ilah. What's Me'ilah about? Me'ilas at the Rambam are Eitzim Avanim. It's wood, it's stones. That's all that it is. Ve'afer ve'afer. That's all that we have, are wood and stone, etc. But once it has Kedusha, to make Kedusha profane is a terrible Avera. And so too, if you're knowing Minhag Chol with the great Torah, that's a problem also. Rav Aaron Keller elaborates in a very famous piece he has on the right way to learn Tanakh. He had a lot of Chidushim, a very important Shita, about how it's not, maybe we'll speak at a different time. So the Yisod of the Rambam is as follows. The Isser of Me'ilah and the Isser of learning Torah the wrong way are really one and the same. The Torah is so machmir with the Isser of Me'ilah. Me'ilah b'shogeg generates a chiyuv karban. Me'ilah b'shogeg generates a chiyuv karban. That in and of itself is something which is massive. Why? What's Me'ilah? Treating the holy profane. Treating the holy to be not that chashav at all. That's what the Rambam means. That when it comes to Torah also, it's the biggest mistake a person can make. The biggest mistake a person can make is to take Torah, which is so kadosh, take Torah, which is so holy, and to make it profane. And to make it as if I don't have the reason behind it, if I don't understand why it's so, it must be it's really not that chashiv at all. And in order to take it without a sense of chashivas. For Rav Keller, that's the way a person has to approach Torah. Torah is not regular subject. Torah is Torah, and Torah lishma, because it sustains the world. So it gives the world strength. So it gives the world koach. So it gives the world the ability to move in a particular direction. And if you have that, said Rav Keller, so that's about avoiding the Isser of Me'ilah. Me'ilah with a book that has Kedusha is an Isser of Me'ilah. What about Torah? So Rav Keller is fighting the battle of recognizing inherent Kedusha. Fighting the battle of being clear about where things are really. To point out two additional things in the remaining 4 minutes that we have. Rav Aaron understood. Come back to ask the other stuff. Rav Aaron understood as follows. There are many, this is based on Tovos, which referenced last time, and Tovos and Brachos, Naf Yitzayin, and Sotach HaBeis, but there are different madregas of Shalom Lishma and Lishma. It's not an all or none game. And the mistake is assuming that if I can't do really Lishma, then by definition, Mitoch Shalom Lishma, Balishma. And if Chaim Balazner spoke about, Rav Keller quotes, it's Le'olam Yasok Adam B'Torah Shalom Lishma, that it's always going to be necessary. No one walks into Torah Lishma. It is always a critical step in development, are stages of Shalom Lishma. But it's also not all or nothing. They're individual moments of a Lishma. And then our job is to be as Lishma as we possibly can. There are tiers of Shalom Lishma. But it's not all or nothing. It's doing our best to cultivate an environment where that can be done. And here's really, in many ways, one additional nekuda. For Baron Cutler, and here we get to what he's doing in life. For Baron Cutler, part of the idea and the goal of creating a place like Lakewood, a place of Torah Lishma, which was out of the city. It was Dafka far away. That was a very important thing for him. Is that if you want to create a culture of Torah Lishma, you have to create, or you don't have people learning Torah Lishma, you have to be part of a culture which learns Torah Lishma. How part of a culture where that's what you talk about? That's what you talk about. Baron Cutler is speaking about being in that sort of like singularly focused environment where the Torah you can accomplish, you know, at Shabbos meals, and the Torah that you could grow and accomplish in Bin Azmanim type periods. He was so machmir about people that, you know, leave Zman early. He was so machmir about people that leave Zman early. It's a very intense maisa I'll share with you because we're going to say goodbye in there today anyway. But there's a very intense maisa. A guy came over to Rav Aaron Cutler once and said, I have to leave Zman 2 days early. He said, why do you have to leave 2 days early? He said, I have to help clean the house for Pesach. Rav Aaron Cutler said, well, what's going on with your parents? He said, no, physically there are issues. They're unable to clean for Pesach. So he said, okay, what about your sister? He said, no, my sister, she teaches. She has important things, you know, going on. She can't, you know, miss the time to clean Pesach. Rav Aaron Cutler said, why are you the only one that's like, has nothing going on in your life that you can't cancel it? You know, like, find a way, hire a cleaning lady, work something out. But sometimes for Baron Cutler, the phenomenon, which is a very normal phenomenon, of if I'm learning, it means I have greater flexibility. If I'm learning, it means I can decide to step out a little bit more because, you know, it's not true. And with the right orientation, he was creating a culture of a Torah Lishma, which was indescribably, in many ways, extreme in the focus on Torah Lishma, in the environment that was being created, and trying to give over the value that when a person learns Torah Lishma, there's nothing greater. When a person learns Talmud Torah, they're bringing Geula. And when you forget Torah, and Torah is not taken as seriously as a bitul Torah be'echas, that causes Chorban. For Ron Cutler, it was all about rebuilding. It was all about rebuilding in a in a certain sense. It was about that idea and that model. It was pure lishma. That's what he was trying to cultivate. That's what he was trying to do. So again, a little bit, we're waiting for a while to share this Torah over. A little bit about Torah Lishma for about color, a very, very strong belief about the primary role of Talmud Torah, the primary role Talmud Torah plays in the world, Kichlal, and in that generation that witnessed the Chorban of Europe, that one of the things that we needed more than anything else was reproducing that field of Torah. Rabbi Aaron thought that in the world that was destroyed and what the world needed, there was a special Yat Dishmaya of those who were able to commit to Torah. Barakat used to emphasize sometimes the same verse of Torah, but the person feels like it's very hard for them to learn. It's important to realize that we the same verse of Torah, because Barakat was the Malami Torah Lama Yisrael. Barakat teaches us Torah, and he's there to help us and to give support, and people can often accomplish massive things, especially when the klal needs it so much. I guess that's the end of this section.